Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, without a doubt, we still raise a lot of hay across the region. In fact, last year in Colorado, over 1.4 million acres. In Idaho, over 1.4 million acres as well. Oregon, over 1.1 million acres. And in Washington State, 740,000 acres of hay was raised. Nationally, hay is still the third largest U.S. crop in terms of harvest acres. It also provides lots of environmental services, most notably erosion control. So understanding the U.S. hay market is very important for both market and policy reasons. In a recent Drovers article, Carl Zuloff with Ohio State University examined the U.S. hay market since 1919. And he says, when we take a look at production, harvested tons of all hay trended higher during most of the 20th century, but lower during the 21st century. He says tons of alfalfa increased from the late 1930s until the mid-1980s, but has declined since. In contrast, he says tons of non-alfalfa trended erratically lower from 1919 until the early 1960s, but erratically higher ever since. To read more of his article, visit us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.